they saw it happen. Eyewitness accounts from the ancient Greeks to Hiroshima. Modern historians have the benefit of innumerable eyewitness accounts of contemporary 20th and 21st century incidents, from books and newspapers, tape-recorded interviews, and filmed events. But the further one delves back into history, the fewer of these actual eyewitness accounts to the great events of the world can be found. They are the gold seam that historians are always looking for. Some descriptions were written down, but often only years after the events described took place. Frequently, in the early centuries, information was passed down only by word of mouth. Often there is no written material at all. The great Greek mathematician Pythagoras, for example, never wrote down anything. His theorems were recorded later by his Pythagorean disciples. And much of the work of Archimedes was lost. We do know, however, that he ran down the street shouting, "Eureka! I have found it!" when he discovered his important principle about the way solids displace fluids. So, while some of these early reports may not be actual eyewitness accounts, like the description of the Battle of Thermopylae in Herodotus, there is an unmistakable ring of authenticity that suggests the accuracy of oral history. What links all these reports is the stamp of human experience.